The legal right to vote doesn't always translate to the ability to vote. There can be barriers to the polls, says Susan Simpson, the president of the League of Women Voters of Wyoming. That's a nonpartisan organization that provides information on political candidates and works for higher participation in the political process. Simpson talked with Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones about how Wyoming measures up when it comes to voting access.
There are things about voting in Wyoming which are, easy, and other things that are more difficult. And one of the things that's difficult is that there's so much variety in the amount of money available to counties. And so the amount of money that they have that they can apply to the county clerk's office. And then there is geographical disparities. I'm able to walk to my polling place because I live in a community. But if you live out in a ranch, it's harder to get to the polling place. And then access to registration. All the county clerks are their election officials in their counties. And so there's variation in how, in various counties, voter registration is managed. And some county clerks go out and hold voter registration events. Other county clerks don't necessarily do that. So you need to have a job. Where you can go to the courthouse when the courthouse is open. You need to have a vehicle to be able to get to the courthouse. And so registration is just harder for you depending on how the state laws are interpreted in that county. For instance, if you're a single mother with three children and you're working a job and don't have any help with childcare, voting is not going to be high on your list. If you're someone who works at a mine and it takes you an hour to get to work and an hour to get home and you work a 10 or 12 hour shift, voting is not going to be right up there. If you have a disability and it's harder for you to get around, you might not vote if you don't have a car. And so all of those can make it harder for there to be access to the polls for people.
So why does Wyoming compare poorly, do you think?
Well, one of the things is that Wyoming doesn't have a motor voter rule, and that it was a federal law that was passed in 91, I think it is, that you could register to vote when you got your driver's license. Now, one of the things that Wyoming does that's really great is that you can register to vote on Election Day.
You've already mentioned geographical disparities in access to voting and maybe like job or lifestyle disparities, like being a single mom, you said, or being a minor, things like that. Are there any race or gender breakdowns to who might have more access to voting that you know of in Wyoming?
You know, there was a kerfuffle in Fremont County about whether or not people who lived on the reservation who don't have street addresses could register. And I believe that that issue has been taken care of now by the legislature passing a statute which allows them to accept the tribal ID. But people may go in to register to vote and not realize they need to have a state-issued identification.
So in addition to the ease in getting an absentee ballot, what are some other things that Wyoming is doing right?
I think that being able to change your registration on Election Day is, primary Election Day, is really important. You know, one of the things that people think when they say, I'm not going to vote, they're going to say, my vote doesn't make any difference, and the Republicans are going to win anyway. And voting is so fundamental to our country and the way it works. Everyone needs to participate and feel good about voting. And so we don't know how it turned out if everybody voted, do we? And one of the issues that Wyoming has is that we do not have enough people turning out to vote. And in 2018, in the general election, the percentage of the voting age population that was registered was 62%. And then 74% of that 62% was who voted. So basically, 46.4% of the voting age population was making decisions in Wyoming. That's not the way it should work. We should have far more people turning out to vote and far more people expressing their opinions.